We are going to continue our series on facing the giants.
然后我们要继续我们那个面对巨人的这一系列的讲道。
If you weren't here last month, we talking about the story of David.
如果你上个月不在这里的话，我们是在讲那个大卫的故事。
How many giants are there in David's life?
How many
giants?
然后在大卫的生活当中有几个巨人呢？
At least five.
有五个。
It depends on who is counting, but I will have the standard answer. Not every giants we are going to conquer them.
不是每一个巨人我们都需要去战胜的。
Last month we talk about the giants number two.
上个月我们讲到了巨人第二号。
Giants number two is Goliath, is what we are familiar with.
然后第二个巨人呢就是哥利亚，然后是我们大家都很熟悉的巨人。
It is a giant that we have to battle.
这个巨人我们是需要去对付的。
Today we're going to talk about giant number one.
今天我们要讲巨人第一号。
This giant is not somebody we have to conquer, but is someone we have to accept.
这个巨人我们不需要去征服，但是我们需要去接受。
Giant number two, Goliath.
巨人第二就是哥利亚。
Who is giant number one?
第一个巨人是谁呢？
Can you guess?
你可以猜一下吗？
Who else is a giant to David?
然后大卫还有哪些其他的巨人呢？
Saul, yeah, that would be number three.
扫罗是第三号。
Number one would be the first one he met before he met Goliath.
第一号巨人呢，他在见到哥利亚之前就见到了，是第一个。
Before Saul become a trouble to him.
然后甚至在那个扫罗成为他的一个困扰的时候之前。
Samuel.
撒母耳。
No, it's not Samuel. But they already know. I already told them. It's his brother.
是他的兄弟们，是他的哥哥们。
You know, Samuel, not Samuel, but you got me to talk about Samuel. David is the youngest in his family.
大卫是他家里面最小的。
At least youngest son.
至少是最小的儿子。
How many brothers does he have?
你们有几个兄弟呢？
Can you count?
你们可以数一下吗？
The last one is David.
最后一个是大卫。
How many?
一共有几个？
All together eight. And David is the eighth one.
一共有八个，然后大卫是第八个。
Okay, we're going to talk about brothers. Who have brothers?
然后我们要讲弟兄了，谁有兄弟呢？
Okay.We also want to talk about sisters. Who has sisters?
我们也要讲姐妹，谁有姐妹呢？
We're going to talk about parents. Who has parents?
我们也要讲父母，谁有父母？
And we're going to talk about your whole family.
我们要讲你的整个全家。
Now David is the youngest one.
大卫是最小的。
Number eight, to be exact.
第八个。
How does it feel to be number eight in your family?
如果你是第八个的话，你会怎么想？
I'm pretty sure I don't know anyone who has eight children in his family, but I can tell you how I felt. I'm number five in my family.
然后我可能不太认识，如果有谁有八个弟兄姐妹的话，但是我告诉大家，我有那个我是第五个，我们有五个人在家里。
Yeah, I'm the youngest one.
然后我是家里最小的。
I don't remember much about my childhood when I was young.
然后我小时候的那些童年记忆都不太清楚了。
What I do remember is what this one incident. It was at night.
然后但是我记得很清楚的就是有一件事情，然后发生在晚上。
I fell asleep.
然后我睡着了。
Then I suddenly woke up.
然后就忽然醒了。
I climbed out of my bed and I opened the door and looked down from downstairs.
然后呢，我就打开了门，然后从楼上往楼下看。
And I saw my parents sneaking down the stairs with my brothers and sisters.
然后我就看到我的父母带着我的弟兄姐妹，然后我的哥哥和姐姐们，然后也偷偷的下了楼。
What were they doing?
他们做什么？
They wait until I fell asleep and go to a movie.
他们最后睡着了，然后偷偷溜出去看电影。
Now they try to go to movie. That's the right word. Try.
然后他们尝试着，然后这里我要用这个词就是尝试。
So it, you can say that it's a traumatic experience for me.
然后大家可以知道这对我来说打击有多大。
Number five can be a pain sometimes.
然后老五是非常痛苦的有的时候。
If he doesn't sleep, nobody goes anywhere.
然后如果他不睡觉的话，然后没有人可以去别的地方。
They don't even get to go to movie.
他们甚至连电影都看不了。
Now here it is, David number eight, the youngest.
然后大卫呢，他是最小的，是第八。
How does he feel?
他觉得怎么样呢？
You may not have eight brothers and sisters in your family, but you feel like nobody cares about you in the family. You are nobody.
然后你可能在家里面，可能你没有这么多八个弟兄姐妹，但是你可能也是觉得你是无足轻重的。
Now we're going to focus, change the focus a little. We're going to read Psalm 8 later.
然后我们要在这里把焦点转移一下下，我们要把念那个诗篇第八篇等一下再念。
Psalm 8 was written by David.
诗篇第八篇是大卫所写的。
We will focus on this psalm, and then I will tie it together with David's story.
然后我们要注重就是重点放在这个诗篇上面，然后把它跟大卫的故事联系在一起。
Psalm 8 is a poem.
然后诗篇第八篇是一首诗。
Poem, as we know, is very particular in its arrangement.
然后诗歌的话，我们知道它有个很特别的题材。
Now, in order to help us to understand this, appreciate this psalm, I'm going to treat Psalm 8 as a person.
然后让大家为了让大家更好的可以理解这首诗歌呢，诗篇呢，我要把这个诗篇作为一个人来讲。
Now, Psalm 8 is not a person, but I'm going to treat it as one to help you to feel the psalm.
然后诗篇当然它不是一首一个人，但是我要把它当作一个人，让大家可以更好的体会这首诗。
Here we go. Psalm 8 is a lonely person.
然后诗篇第八篇是一个孤单的人。
Why? Because Psalm 8 is surrounded by Psalms 3 to 7.
为什么？
And Psalm 9 to 13.
为什么呢？因为它两边都夹着很多的诗篇，从第一篇到第三篇，然后接着是从第九篇一直到第十三篇。
You may think this is funny, but it's not funny for Psalm 8.
然后你们可能觉得这个很搞笑，但是对于诗篇第八篇来说，这个一点都不好玩。
Because if you know anything about this psalm, they are not good.
然后因为如果你们知道这些诗篇的话呢，这些诗篇都不怎么样。
In those psalms are bullies.
然后在这些里面，它有欺负人的坏小孩。
And enemies.
然后有敌人。
Bullies are the people who take advantage of you.
然后欺负人的人呢，他们就是要然后要占你的便宜。
Bullies are the people who beat you.
然后那些小坏蛋们，他们打你。
Bullies are the people who do whatever to put you down.
然后他们把你打下。
And they are the people who laugh at you as you go down.
然后他们如果你不倒下的话，他们就来嘲笑你。
Let's look at Psalm 3.
然后我们来看第三篇。
Oh, my slide is.Messed up, but all right. Psalm 3 says, "My faults are many, because many are rising up against me."
第三篇说，我的敌人何其加增，有许多人起来攻击我。
And many are saying to this lonely guy, "God will not save him."
然后呢，他被很多人，这个孤单的人被很多人围绕，但是神不来救他。
These are the psalms that David faced his enemy, and his enemy are many.
然后呢，大卫他就遇到了很多的敌人，他的敌人全都是他men or man. 他的
enemies,
他的敌人好多。
Yeah, and they are all against him.
他们都来反对他。
David feels like he is a lonely guy in the middle, and everybody is against him.
他好像是一个人 孤身在中间，所有的人都起来围攻他。
And even people tell him that God will not, is not going to save you.
甚至人就别人就对他说，神不会起来帮助你的。
These are the bullies that put you down, step at you, and so much so that you wish to strike their cheek and break their teeth.
然后就好像那些坏蛋，然后把你给打倒啊，然后你就想起来，然后打他们的脸，然后打他们的牙齿。
That's exactly what David says to God. That I wish you break their strike their cheek and break their teeth.
然后就好像是大卫对神来呼求说。求您可以打碎我一切仇敌的腮骨，打碎恶人的牙齿。
If that's not bad enough, we're going to look at Psalm number 4.
如果这首诗还不够坏的话，那我们要看第四篇。
Psalm number 4, you find bullies that put shame on you.
在第四篇里面，你看到那些小恶霸，然后他们让你蒙羞。
They are the people who make you angry.
他们让你很生气。
And not able to sleep at night.
然后甚至你在睡觉，让你晚上睡不着觉。
They are the people who you sleep at night and you keep thinking and you're not able to sleep and you have this sinful thought about how to seek revenge.
然后你在晚上的时候，因为这想到这些人，你没有办法睡觉，然后你就出现这样子的一个恶念，想要寻求，想要报复。
Then comes Psalm number 5.
接着是诗篇的第五篇。
You find arrogant people.
然后你看到那些自高自大的人。
Have you met any arrogant people?
你见过那些自高自大的人吗？
Have you seen one before?
你有没有以前有没有见过？
They make you angry, right?
他们让你很生气是吗？
They make you say in your heart, who do you think you are?
然后让你自己在心里面暗暗地说，你以为你是谁？
They are the people who come along and there's nothing in their mouth that pleases you.
然后他们过来，然后所说的一切的话都让你很生气。
As much as they are arrogant, they are also liars.
然后他们不光是自高自大，他们也说谎。
Their heart is filled with evil plan to destroy.
然后他们的心中所充满的都是邪恶的念头，毁坏的意念。
Does that sound like your brother?
像你的这个讲的像你的弟兄吗？
My children can somehow relate to this because sometimes they feel like their brothers and sisters are out to get them.
然后他们我的孩子们有的时候感觉跟这个有一些联系，因为他们觉得他们的弟兄姐妹好像是要去整他们。
And Psalm 6 you find evildoers.
在第六篇你看到作恶的人。
They are the people who cause us into be in a deep anguish.
他们让我们处在极大的痛苦当中。
These are the people who stress you out.
他们让我们很紧张。
So that all night long your bed is filled with your tears.
甚至整晚我每夜流泪，把床榻飘起。
And the next day, your eye can hardly open because of all the sorrow.
然后第二天早上的时候，你的眼睛几乎睁不开，因为你多么的伤心一整个晚上。
Psalm 7 is even worse.
然后第七篇就更惨了。
These are the people who like to tear you apart like a lion.
然后这些人就好像是狮子一样，想要把你全都给撕碎了。
They want to rip you into pieces.
他们想要把你撕成碎片。
Have you been confronted like people like this before?
你有没有碰到过像这样子的人呢？
And then you go to the Psalm come after Psalm 8.
当你看到第八篇的后面那一篇的时候呢？
Psalm 8, Psalm 9 is people who slander.
第九篇，然后是那些毁谤的人。
Falsely accuse you.
他们指责你，然后是不正确的指责你。
Now some people can handle people who attack them physically.
有些人他们可以去应对那些攻击他们的人。
And some people who can handle people who are arrogant and liars.
然后有一些人可以去抵挡那些骄傲的人或者是说谎的人。
But it is hard to accept or tolerate a false accusation.
但是如果让你去接受或者是应对不公正的指责的时候，这个真的是很难。
I'm going to click along. Sometimes you find oppressors, people who oppress you.
在第十篇当中，你看到那些压迫你的人。
To a point that you starting to doubt whether God is there for you.
然后，到一个地步，你甚至开始怀疑神是不是跟你同在。
And Psalm 11 says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can you do as a righteous person?
然后第十一篇就说，如果你的根基被摇动的话，被毁坏的话，作为一个正直的人，你该怎么做呢？
As a parent, it's hard to tell what children have done in out of sight.
然后作为一个父母来说，如果你然后很难说小朋友你的孩子做了些什么，如果你没有看到的话。
So sometimes when they fight and I come after the fact, it's hard to tell who is right and who is wrong.
所以当你的孩子们打架了，然后过来找你，你很难说到底谁对谁错。
Usually we tend to either not punish either side or punish both sides.
然后我们所做的经常就是要么就是两边都罚，要不就是两边都不罚。
It's tough for parents.
对父母来说是很难的。
In that situation, if you were my child, you would say the foundation has destroyed. There's no right and wrong. There's no justice, and there's nothing we can do. There's nothing in this family.
然后如果你是我的孩子的话，你可能就说那个根基就已经毁坏了，然后没有错的，也没有对的，然后呢，没有那个真正的公义存在我们的家里。
If I call for justice, I'm sure all of the children will stand up against parents.
然后如果我在这里要呼求公义的话，那可能所有的孩子都要起来，然后来反抗他们的父母。
This is Psalm 8. He's in the middle of all these things. And then Psalm 12 says, no one is good.
然后这就是第八篇，然后他站在这所有的人中间。第十二篇在这里就是说没有一个义人。
And Psalm 13 says those evil people are winning.
然后第十三篇就是说这里有这么多的不义的人。
Your thought is wrestling, your heart is sorrowful because bullies are winning.
然后呢，你的心真的是沉重，然后又忧伤因为有好多的坏人围绕着我。
They are laughing at you as you are going down.
然后看到你从上高处落下，他们就开始嘲笑你。
So Psalm 8 is pretty lonely.
然后所以第八篇真的是一篇孤单的诗篇。
It's lonely in the middle, surrounded by all these enemies and situations.
然后他在那里孤零零的在中间，然后四周被这么多的仇敌所围绕。
Have you felt lonely before?
你以前也有觉得很孤单吗？
At school,
在学校里面，
you are not doing so great.
你可能没有那么好。
Going home, your parents are angry at you because you're not doing so great.
然后回到家里以后呢，你父母对你也没有好脸色，因为你在学校里表现不怎么样。
You are surrounded by people attacking you.
你周围都是那些来攻击你的人。
Parents is also the same thing. They're having a trouble with their boss at work, and then when they come home, the wife or the husband is not happy.
然后父母经历的是同样的事情，在工作里面他们可能被老板他们有一个很严格的老板，然后回来以后呢，接着还碰到了他的老公或者是老婆或者是他们的孩子。
Yeah, they are faced with children who are not doing so great in the school. Lonely is a sense that everyone is looking down on you.And no one is there to help you to lift you up.
然后孤单，然后你非常的孤单，然后没有人来帮助你。
Well, David is in a sense is lonely.
所以从这个角度来讲，大卫是孤单的。
David is the youngest one in the family.
大卫是家里最小的。
As the youngest one, is not like the youngest one in our modern family. He's almost nobody.
然后这个最小的不是我们现代家庭当中最小的那样子，他其实就是什么都不是的一个人。
I have read a book titled David as a person who is nobody and nobody cares.
我以前读过一本书，然后它的题目就是大卫这个一文不名的一个人，然后也没有人关心他的这样的一个人。
He's usually assigned a job that nobody wants.
他被派去做一个没有人愿意去做的工作。
That usually in the past is take care of the sheep.
然后呢就是去照顾羊群。
Again, I mentioned this before. Sheep in the picture looks cute, but they are not really cute in the real life.
然后我以前也谈过，羊在图片当中看着真的很可爱，但是在现实生活当中，他们没有那么可爱。
Sheep is dirty and smelly.
羊很脏，然后也很臭。
And nobody likes to be dirty and smelly.
没有人想要自己很脏很臭。
So nobody likes to take care of the sheep.
所以没有人想要去管那些羊。
Shepherd is usually as dirty and as smelly as the sheep.
然后呢，牧羊人通常和那些羊一样，又脏又臭。
So nobody likes to take care of the sheep, so there's a sign who to go take care of the sheep.
如果没有人想要去照顾那些羊的话呢，然后这个任务来了，到底谁去呢？
David's family assigned nobody to take care of sheep. That nobody is David.
然后大卫的家就让这个一文不名的人去，那个一无是处的人，一文不明的人去，然后那个人呢就是大卫。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
There was a story about Prophet Samuel.
有一个关于撒母耳这个先知的故事。
He came to David's house and talked to his dad Jesse.
他来到了大卫的家，然后和他的父亲耶西来谈话。
He told Jesse to gather all his sons together.
他让耶西把所有的儿子都召聚起来。
Because God wants to anoint one of them to be a king.
因为神想要他高立一个人做王。
So Jesse, the father, gathered all his sons except one.
所以耶西他这个父亲把所有的孩子都召聚起来了，然后只有一个儿子例外。
Except that one, David.
然后就只有大卫没有被召过来。
In 1 Samuel 16:11 says, Then Samuel said to Jesse, Are all your sons here?
然后所以在撒母耳记上第16章第11节，撒母耳就对就问耶西说，你所有的孩子都来了吗？
And Jesse said, There remains yet the youngest one.
然后耶西说还有个小的。
But behold, he is keeping the sheep.
现在在放羊。
Now the key word here is but.
所以那个关键词就是但是。
Are all your sons here? Yes. Oh, no, no, this and one youngest one, but.
然后你所有的孩子都在这里了吗？是啊，我的儿子都在这里，但是还有一个小的。
I think it's a different. It says, there's another one, youngest one, but.
然后我还有一个小的，但是。
The word but there tells a lot. It says, yeah, there is another one, but he is keeping the sheep. That means he is not anyone that is important.
然后呢，这个但是这个词很有意思。然后他说，我确实还有个最小的，但是呢，他什么都不是，他在看羊。
The fact that he is keeping the sheep tells you that we don't expect much from him.
然后这个事实上就是他在那个放羊，然后就是我们对他没有什么期望。
And why, what do you need him for?
然后你为什么要需要他呢？
So he says, there remains yet the youngest one, but behold, look, he is keeping the sheep.
他说还有一个小的，但是你看他现在在放羊呢。
So even his father doesn't care too much about David.
所以即便是大卫的父亲也不是很在乎大卫。
I'm sure he feed him every day because he's in the family. But often anything important like having a meal with a visitor David will be the one who skipped the meal because his father is not asking him to calling him.
当然他的父亲肯定是会去给他每天有吃饭，因为他也是家庭的一员。但是呢，如果有这样子重大的，比如说有个客人来家里吃饭的话，然后大卫可能就不会被招过来一起吃饭，因为他的父亲不看重他。
And then there's another incident where David went to visit his brother at the battlefield.
然后还有另一件事情呢，就是大卫去战场上面去探望他的哥哥们。
That's 1 Samuel 17:28.
所以是撒母耳记上第十七章二十八节。
Eliab, which is his oldest brother.
以利亚就是大卫他的大哥。
Now his anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why have you come down, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness?"
然后他以利亚对大卫发怒说：“你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，那仅有的几只羊，你交托了谁呢？”
Look, this is how you can tell if you are a part of the family. Usually when your brother, sister, or even your parent talk to you, they have a way to structure the sentences to make you feel and understand what they're trying to say.
然后呢，你在一个家庭当中待久了，就会知道你的父亲或者是你的兄弟对你讲话，他们的句子是有一定的格式的，然后让你可以明白他们到底想要对你说什么。
And his brother tried to humiliate David.
他的长兄在这里是要去羞辱大卫。
Here he says, "With whom have you left those few sheep?"
他说，那仅有的几只羊，你交托了谁呢？
You have no business of coming here. Your business is in the wilderness and taking care of the sheep. And then that is not a very too hard of a job. It's only a few sheep, you know.
然后他说，你在这里一点事情，你来这里做什么呢？你应该待在那个旷野，然后看那几只羊。那几只羊也不是很多呀，所以你也没有那么多事情要做。
And even a few sheep, you cannot take care of them, and you are careless. And why are you here in the battlefield?
就连那几只羊，你也没有办法去好好的照顾啊！你那么粗心，那么不小心，然后就过来，然后来看这里打仗吗
？Do you feel the love in the air of this family?
然后你在这个家庭的氛围当中感受到了爱了吗
？If you don't think it carefully, nobody will sense it, but as a brother or as a sister, as a son or as a daughter in the family, they can feel it right away what you mean.
然后你可能不仔细看的话没有办法去感觉到，但是作为一个哥哥弟弟或者是姐姐妹妹的话，然后在这个家庭当中你听到了这个话马上就能感觉到了。
Do you see that when you feel like nobody at home, you feel like everyone is against you?
然后作为一个不明一文的一个人，然后在这个家里面，你是不是觉得所有的人都起来攻击你呢
？Do you think David is lonely？
你觉得大卫是孤单的吗
？David wrote this Psalm 8。
大卫写了诗篇第八篇。
And Psalm 8 is in the midst of this hostile environment。
第八篇在这样子一个敌对的一个环境之下。
We're going to read Psalm 8 together。
我们要一起来念第八篇。
It will be for Chinese will be in your bulletin.
然后那个中文是在那个小册子里面的。
Let's read it together. First one, we're going to read together. If you reading Chinese, you can read it together.
如果你念中文的话，可以一起念。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your fall. To be still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the sons of men that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the... O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So is Psalm 8 a lonely psalm?
所以第八篇是一首孤单的诗篇吗？
Not really.
其实好像不是。
When we read this psalm, you don't really sense any loneliness.
我们在读这个诗篇的时候，感受不到任何的孤单。
Do you sense any loneliness in this psalm?
你可以感觉到任何的一点的孤单吗？
How can that be?
怎么可能呢？
A person who is surrounded by all this trouble and people who are against him.
一个人他被这样子多的困苦所围绕，然后被这样子多的敌人所围绕。
How can that person not feel lonely?
为什么这个人他感受不到一点的孤单呢？
Well, the answer is in verse 1 and 9.
他的答案就在第一节和第九节。
Verse 1 and 9.
第一节和第九节。
Verse 1, it says,O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
第一节说，耶和华，我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
And verse 9, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
第九节说，耶和华，我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
As you can sense it, in the midst of all these gigantic problems and troublesDavid has his perspective on God as his Lord.
所以在这样子多的巨大的困难之下，然后大卫他所看到的是神。
The beginning and the end of the psalm all says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
诗篇的第一开始和结尾都写着耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
The emphasis here is our Lord.
所以它的重点是在我们的主。
What does the word Lord mean?
我们的主这个是什么意思呢？
It means master, right?
他的意思是主人。
It means the person who is in charge.
他说这个人是掌权的。
It also means a king who has power to control everything.
他有能力掌控一切的事情。
And here in the beginning and the end of the psalm, David maintains a perspective of God as Lord.
然后在诗篇的开首和结尾，大卫所看到的都是神是主。
And he's in control. He's the master.
他掌权，他是主人。
He's the king of kings.
他是万王之王。
As you see this Psalm 8 in the midst of all these enemies and troubles.
所以当看这个诗篇第八篇，然后他在众多的敌人和众多的困难之中。
From Psalm 3 to 7 and 9 to 13.
是从诗篇第三篇一直到第七篇，从第九篇到第十三篇。
And David can still maintain that God is in control.
然后大卫还是这么想，就是神掌权。
You know, Psalm 8 is the first Psalm that is purely praise.
然后你知道第八篇它是第一首诗篇，它仅仅是赞美的诗篇。
And it's the first praise song.
它是第一篇的赞美诗。
And it is in the midst of trouble that David praised God.
在所有一切的困难当中，然后大卫在这里敬拜神。
And David here says, God is not just...My Lord, He is our Lord.
然后大卫在这里说，然后神不光只是我的神，也是我们的神。
That means that He is in control, not just my life, but everybody's life.
这是说他不光是掌管了我的生活，也掌管了所有人的生活。
He's in control of my parents' life. He's in control of my boss' life.
他掌管我的父母的生活，掌管我老板的生活。
He's in control of my children's life.
他掌管我子女的生活。
And God is not only the Lord, it's not just our Lord. The verse continues to say it's over all the earth.
然后，神也不只是我们的神，经文继续讲到，他掌管全地。
He's our Lord. He is sovereign over all the earth.
他是我们的主，然后他掌管全地。
And everything happened on this earth is within His control.
然后这地上所有发生的一切都在他的掌控之下。
And that certainly includes what happened in David's life.
这也是包括了一切在大卫生活中所发生的事情。
Although outside of his family, David has been surrounded by troubles.
在他的家庭之外，然后大卫是左右受敌。
And in his family, he was ignored.
在他的家庭之中，他是不被看重的。
And looked down.
他是被忽视、被鄙视的。
It's one thing that you feel threatened by the hostile outside world that which is outside of your family.
然后在他的家庭之外呢，他是到处有敌人。
It's another thing when you come home, you don't see any support.
然后回到家中也没有看到任何的支持。
Nothing but trouble in your family.
在家庭当中也只有各种各样的困难。
What can you do and who do you turn to?
你能做什么呢？你能转向谁呢？
How do you face this giant in life?Who is in your family and not going away?
你怎么样去面对在你家中的这些巨人，那些不会离开你的巨人呢？
If it is Goliath, you can just defeat him and left him there.
你如果是哥利亚的话，你可以就是打败他，然后把他留在那里。
But this gigantic problem is in your family, and he's not going away. Every time you wake up, you see that problem there.
但是这样子一个巨大的困难是在你的家庭当中，每天你醒来的时候，他就在那里等着你。
You're not going to say I'm going to defeat him and I'm going to strike my parents down and my brother sister down and my children down and I see nobody else in my family but me myself.
然后你不能说我要在这里把我的父母给击倒，然后把我的子女击倒，然后呢，接着就没有别人，然后就只有我一个人了。
You can certainly not able to say in Jesus' name I ask you to go away.
然后你肯定不能说奉耶稣的名我命令你们都离开。
What do you do when you face this giant in your family?
当你遇到家庭当中的这些巨人的时候，你应该怎么做呢？
Well, David, he turns to God.
大卫他转向了神。
God is his Lord, his master, who is our Lord, our master.
神是大卫的主，他的王，然后也是我们的主，我们的王。
With that perspective comes Psalm 8.
然后带着这样子一个观点，我们看到了诗篇第八篇。
Even though Psalm 8 is surrounded by enemies and troubles, David surrounds Psalm 8 in the beginning and the end by the praise, O Lord, my Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
然后虽然第八篇他是被这样子那么多的敌人的诗篇所围绕，但是大卫他用了赞美，然后来在第八篇的开始和结尾来围绕这篇诗篇。他说：“耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。”
Now in the middle of this psalm is this question: What is man?
在诗篇的中间就有这样的一个问题：说人算什么
？That's the question we like to ask when we get into trouble.
这个问题是我们在遇到困难的时候去问的。
We ask this question because we have doubts about our self-worth.
我们问这个问题是因为我们对自己的价值产生了怀疑。
We ask this question because we have serious question about the value of our existence on this earth.
我们问这个问题是因为我们在世上我们自己的价值我们产生了问题。
What is man is the question that youAsk when you're not sure about the purpose of your life anymore.
当我们问这个人算什么的问题的时候，你对自己的人生的目的可能产生了怀疑。
When I was 17 years old, I asked the same questions. Why am I here?
然后我17岁的时候，还记得我也问同样的问题：为什么我在这里
？It wasn't an easy year for me to live through because constantly I was thinking, I'm going to end my life.
那一年对我来说是很难过的一年，因为我不停地在想，我要去结束我的生命。
When David ponders upon this question, he realized while he is weak, God is amazing.
然后当大卫在思考这个问题的时候，他意识到他是软弱的，神是奇妙的。
In verse 2, it says, Out of the mouth of babies and infants you have established strength because of your foes to steal the enemy and the avenger.
在第二节中他写到，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
The phrase the babies and infants usually means weakness.
婴孩和吃奶的，他们通常是指那些没有能力的、软弱的。
Usually, when it come up in the Bible, it is describing babies crying because of the disaster and oppression.
通常他们在圣经当中出现的话，是说孩子在哭是因为有灾难降临。
But God is amazing because out of His crying mouth of babies and infants, He established strength to conquer the enemies.
但是神他的奇妙就在于他从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，然后使仇敌和报仇的都被伏在脚下。
As we know today, it is true because God has already sent His Son Jesus Christ.
我们今天已经知道这一切已经成就了，因为神派他的儿子耶稣基督来了。
He sent His Jesus, Son Jesus Christ to be a crying baby to grow up, to die on the cross.
他把他的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，然后成为一个婴孩的样式在那里哭，然后呢又在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
He's the strength that strikes down the enemy of death.
然后他建立了这样的能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Verse 3 says, When I look at your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place,Can you imagine that the heavens is only the work of God's fingers?
第三节他说，我刚观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，你们可以设想吗？整个天是神的手指所造的。
We think about moon and earth, it must take billions of years to make it.
我们设想那个月亮和星宿，它可能需要用好几十亿年的时间去创造。
Here it says it's only the work of his finger.
但是这里说这只是他手指所造的。
He doesn't have to use the whole hand, just finger, one finger.
他甚至连手
one planet is done.
然后他甚至连手整个手都不需要用，只需要用一根手指头就可以造了，然后可以造好多的太阳。
We don't let people to give us finger, but God's finger is powerful.
我们自己的手指没有什么能力，但是神的手指是大有能力的。
Then verse 4 says, What is man that you are mindful of him? And the sons of man that you care for him?
第四节他说，人算什么？你竟眷顾他？世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？
He does not only know you.
他不光是认识你。
He thinks about you.
他还想着你。
He doesn't just think about you. He's mindful of you.
他不光只是顾念你，他不光只是想着你，他还顾念你。
He's not only mindful of you. He even put it into action that he actually cares for you.
然后他不光顾念你，他还用实际行动表现出来，然后来帮助你。
He loves us so much that he sent his only son Jesus Christ as a crying baby to.Die on the cross to be our strength.
他赐下了他的爱子，他这么爱我们，赐下了他的独生爱子，这个哭泣的婴孩，然后有一天在十字架上死了，为我们的罪而死了。
That does not mean that you won't have trouble anymore.
这并不说明我们不再会有任何的困难。
It means that whatever trouble comes, it does not define you.
他是说不论困难有多少困难来，那些困难都不是决定你的。
Let's see, I lost my place in the scripture. Alright, here. It says that we are in Christ, we are destined to receive glory and honor.
然后他说，在耶稣基督里面，我们要接受荣耀和尊贵。
And in Christ, and only in Christ, we are given dominion over God's creation.
在耶稣里面，然后神所造的一切都在我们的脚下。
So when even in the midst of troubles, those troubles do not trouble David.
所以就算在这么多的困难之中，那些困难都没有使大卫屈服。
David has God as his Lord, as his shield against those troubles.
大卫有神在，神是他的盾牌，保护他不受困难的影响。
As people laughing at him, he's not bothered by it.
那些人嘲笑他，他不为所动。
Because he knows who he is in God and in his plan.
然后他知道，他是在神当中，他知道神的计划。
How does David deal with his giants, his brothers, and his family?
大卫是怎么样去应付这些巨人，他的弟兄，还有他的家人呢？
He deals by accepting the fact that he is indeed weak and tiny.
他承认自己是软弱的，他是渺小的。
He sometimes like crying babies and infants.
然后他有的时候就像是婴孩和吃奶的一样。
He does not go around and boosting his own ego and say, I'm good, I'm better than this. He does not go around and boosting his self-esteem and say, I can do it, I can do it.
他不是在那里说自己有多厉害，然后在那里去增强自己的斗志，还有自己的自主，然后说我真的好厉害，我可以战胜这一切。
He doesn't go around and shop around and buy the expensive items and say, I'm worth it, I'm worth it.
然后他不是到处去买各种各样的昂贵的东西，然后说我配得这一些，我配得这一些。
David does not boost his own self-esteem.
然后他不是在那里去增加自己的自信。
He humbled himself before the Almighty Master.
在万能的主之下，他在那里俯伏敬拜。
And understand that his true strength comes from the Lord who is mindful of him and cares for him.
他知道，他的真正的力量的源泉是神，那位顾念他的神。
Today we know that God's love more vividly than David because we know that God has sent his son.
今天我们比大卫要更能够清楚地了解神的大恩计划，因为神已经赐下他的爱子来过了。
As Romans 8 says,If God is for us, who can be against us?
就像在罗马书第八章，他说的是，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
God who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, how will he not also graciously give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So I'm sure now that Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Our worth is in Jesus Christ.
我们的价值在耶稣基督里。
Here we are. We are humbled by His majesty.
我们因他的大能，然后在那里俯伏敬拜。
Covered by His grace and the blood of the Lamb.
我们因他的恩典，还有羔羊的宝血而谦卑。
And here we are humbled by the love that God gives.
我们因他给我们的爱而谦卑自己。
And now we have found the greatest love of all, because God has laid down His Son as the greatest sacrifice.
然后，但是我们现在知道了神的大爱，因为神把自己的爱子赐下，为我们死了。
Majesty, Majesty, God's grace has found me.
尊贵主，尊贵主，因为神的恩典已经临到了我。
Forever changed by His love.
我被他完全给改变了。
In the presence of His Majesty.
在他的尊贵当中。
Let's stand. We're going to sing this song.
让我们来起立，一起来唱这首歌。
Here I am. Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your great glory. Here I am, knowing I'm a sinful man, covered by the blood of the Lamb. Now I found the love of His. Since they don't use love, the greatest sacrifice. Your greatest for me, Jesus, I am, and be handled by the light in your hands. Here I stand, humbled by the love that you give, forgiven for that I can forgive. Here I stand, knowing that I'm your desire, sanctified by glory and fire. Now I've found the greatest love of all. It's mine, seeing you lay down your life, the greatest sacrifice.Majesty, Majesty, your greatest for me, Jesus, I am, and the hand about the life in your hand. Majesty, Majesty,Forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty. Majesty, majesty, your grace is for me, Jesus, I am.Empty handed by the life in your hands. Majesty, Majesty, forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty. Majesty.Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your power and grace and your majesty.
天父，我们感谢您的双手拥抱我们，感谢您的尊荣。
You are there to define us.
你在那里来保护我们。
You are there to help us through.
你在那里帮助我们度过。
As we are faced with the trouble in life.
当我们面对人生的苦难，
We can find our worth in you.
我们可以在你当中找到我们的价值。
What is man that you are mindful of him?
世人是什么您既顾念他？
And you even cares for him.
你甚至是关心他。
To a point you send your son Jesus Christ to save us all.
以至于你将自己的爱子耶稣基督赐下，把我们都拯救了。
Help us when we go home.
我们回家的时候，你也保护我们。
Faced with the troubles and problems in our home.
让在我们的家中，帮助我们度过这些困难。
We know that you are our God, our Lord, our Master of our life.
我们知道您是我们的主，我们的神，是我们生命的主人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Be seated.
请大家请坐。